We're going to remember Doug Somm, the Tex-Mex musician. He died last week at the age of 88. Somm is best known for his work as a singer and multi-instrumentalist in the Sir Douglas Quintet and the Texas Tornadoes. Before we hear a 1989 interview with him, here's the profile our rock historian Ed Ward did in 1988.
There probably isn't another musician in the world of rock and roll as confusing as Doug Somm. From one minute to the next, he's a blues singer, a Mexican conjunto player, a rock and roller, or a country and western singer. The thing is, he's good at just about all of it. Doug Somm was born of Lebanese parents near San Antonio, Texas in 1941, and showed himself to be a very talented musician at an early age. His mother encouraged him, and soon little Doug was playing steel guitar in honky-tonks all over central Texas. He told me of a night late in 1952 when he was called to the stage at the Skyline Club in Austin and had to sit on Hank Williams' lap to play. It was Williams' last show, but all Doug remembers is how sharp his bony legs were. Doug finally rebelled against country music and began investigating the rhythm and blues scene in the largely Mexican west side of San Antonio. Soon, he was recording on local labels like Satin and Harlem. Some songs, like Crazy Daisy, were rock and roll.
My crazy Daisy, but she's a walking down the street. Ought to see my crazy Daisy, but she's a walking down the street. She's the kind of a chick that every guy wants me. Oh yeah, my love and honey, I'd give all my money, but I'll never, never, never let her go. Well, crazy, crazy Daisy.
But he also paid tribute to Sonny Ozuna and the Sunliners, a Chicano show band, with Just a Moment.
Just a moment of your time. Would you be so kind as to give to me? Just a moment with you.
These records were cut between 1958 and 1961, but they never got much beyond the San Antonio city limits. Doug had bigger ideas. The trouble was, Doug has always had a rather strong personality, and Sonny Ozuna's producer remembers getting besieged with phone calls from Somm begging to record for him. The producer was Huey P. Moe, who called himself the Crazy Cajun, and as the man who discovered not only Sonny, but also B.J. Thomas, he was mainly interested in singers. Doug's sandy rasp wasn't quite what he was looking for. But Huey Moe was dealt a losing hand by the Beatles. One day he was riding high on the charts with records he'd produced in his tiny Houston studio, and the next day he couldn't get arrested. So he took a stack of Beatles records into a motel with a jug of wine and spent an entire evening listening to them to see what their secret was. If only he could find somebody to cut some songs like that, he thought. And then he remembered Doug. All it took was one phone call, and Doug and his band were in the studio, making their first really big hit, She's About a Mover. Propelled by Augie Meyer's Vox organ and somebody shaking some maracas, it stormed up the charts. But Huey decided to pull a fast one on the public. Figuring nobody'd buy a bunch of boys from South Texas, he called the band the Sir Douglas Quintet, photographed them in silhouette only, and tried to pass them off as British. Well, as soon as they did their first radio interview, that ruse was over, but they still got a modest hit out of The Rains Came.
Rain, 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 rain. tears keep coming down. I haven't seen my baby since she left this town. Rain, 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 rain. My pillow's soaking wet.
Rock historian Ed Ward's 1988 profile of Doug Sum.